Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council Maintenance Committee meeting of the 18th of April 2021. This item is MA 168-24 from Seaman Group. Apologies for absence.
Apologies from Councillor Barnes.
With acceptable reasons.
Indeed.
Someone to those acceptance of the apologies, Councillor Alexander, Councillor Clark, seconding. Carried unanimously. Item MA 169-24 to receive a declaration for interest and dispensation. Have you received?
None received.
MA 170-24 to approve the minutes of the maintenance committee meeting held on the 14th of March. Have you received any amendments or changes? Do I have someone to propose acceptance of the minutes? Councillor Clark. Councillor Thomas, seconding. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item is MA 171-24, public participation. We have no members of the public, so we will move on to MA 172-24, which are finance matters, which is the report really for the complete year up to the end of March, in which we find we have an underspend, I think, of £19,000.
Yeah.
Which is, I suppose, good, but it's probably bad because of bad budgeting. Bad budgeting.
Yeah, we have yet to go through with the RFO things that are carried over. So there are a number of higher value jobs that are carried over, things like notice boards and things. So there will be a few thousand.
So it's not as good as it looks, really.
Or is that?
Yeah.
Or is bad. Yeah. Or is bad, depending on how you look at it. Okay. And otherwise, the maintenance contracts came in more or less on target, in spite of there being quite a few sort of better planned events. So we could be reasonably happy with that. Any other comments? Otherwise, I shall move on to item B under 172-24, which is to note the increase in minimum wage for the certificate pickers. This is just a routine thing. The national living wage has moved up to 11.44, about 9+% increase, which is very nice for them. Just to note it. Thank you. Item C, to consider renewal quote for the parish van insurance. This is presumably the same insurance company that we had before. It just seems quite a lot, considering, I mean, I know it's a commercial vehicle, but I mean, it doesn't get huge mileage. It does seem quite a lot of money.
It doesn't. We've struggled to get a quote from anybody else.
Because of these drivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reckless drivers.
We can't go out of the village every time.
Our main insurer won't insure a van, so we're stuck there. And if you...
Why not? No reason.
They don't want to insure such a small-scale commercial vehicle. If it was 10 of them, they'd be happy. One of them now.
Okay.
Surely being locked up over night time in a garage and low margin, well, that must come into consideration, sure, does it not?
Location things do, but the mileage, not so much with a commercial vehicle like that, but,
yeah. Sorry, Alexander.
How much was it last year?
Five, it
wasn't a huge difference, to be honest. I think it's only been about an increase, less than 100 when I looked at
insurance.
It's
gone up by
27%
or more in a year.
Is that covering everybody over 25 or something? Or?
My own motor insurance has gone up a lot. Okay, well,
maybe other reasons for that.
There may be other reasons for that, Steve. We won't go into them. I'm feeling under pressure. I assume the office is satisfied that you've done what you can to get this quote.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have someone to propose to accept the quote? Councillor Joe Murray proposing, Councillor Plant seconding. Those in favour? Very unanimously.
Sorry, does that cover any tools in the van or anything like that at all?
No.
No, this is just the furniture. The tools are covered under our insurance.
Just talk about that.
Okay, moving on then to MA 173, 24 conservation matters. Don't think we need to dwell too long on this. I mean, February was a record rainfall. March is an average rainfall. Basically, they're reporting.
Really?
Well, that's what they said. That's what it says there. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it didn't feel like it. But anyway, unsurprisingly, river flows are high. So there's always a lag with river flows anyway. And, groundwater levels are all high or extremely high. And it doesn't actually say we're going to get hose pipe bans later on.
Cambridge Water
don't do hose pipe bans, you're quite right. No, I mean, there always seems to be enough water in somewhere.
Well, not when your river's dried up,
no,
you don't
do that. But they never ban them.
No, 96% of the water comes out of the aquifers, so
yeah.
I think they're feeling quite confident this year.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on then to item B. Report on the river melt restoration.
Well, carrying on from their report, obviously the water table is still high and there's plenty of water in the river. You may recall we were talking about gauging the flow of the river and whether we as volunteers could help more. So they came back on that, and the gauging team, their consultants that worked for the Environment Agency, came out about 2 weeks ago, and we went and observed them gauging the river down in Mildred, called Patway, because that was the best site. They have so many teams along, and then they automatically have a time that they all gauge the river at.
Okay, so they do a sort of...
Across the day. And it's really quite complicated, equipment and everything. So I think there's definitely no way that we as volunteers can help them. The only way we are able to assist them, which we are still looking at, is in Stockbridge Meadows, where they find access to the site quite difficult. And they're doing it off private land at the moment, and where the reeds congest the river. So we're waiting for them to send us the coordinates of where they actually go, just whether we can then clear for them so they can access it from Stockbridge. They would still do it. Yeah, I mean, it's way really interesting, and they were very nice people and explained it all, which most of it I have to confess was probably went over my head a little bit. But so they're going to come again in September, and that will be their autumn one. So in the meantime, I'm waiting for them to send me the coordinates so we can look at how we can.
So the hope would be that you could clear the space for them to do it.
Make it easier for them, because I think at the minute they have to walk all the way over from the berry, and I think it's quite difficult. So I'm still waiting to hear from them. But
do we get actual, or is there a way of getting actual reports of river flows from them? I mean, I'm not sure it's... They don't report that detail on that report we've just seen.
No, this is all to do with sort of how the flow comes down the river and that sort of thing. So they have to time it in with the waste treatment discharges. It's so much more complicated. But yes, there should be a report after they've done this work for the year from the EA, because it's all part of this support pipe exercise.
Right.
So So, I have to say I was a bit sceptical that they would keep in touch with us, but they have. So,
good.
It's a good thing. So really, that's the most of what we've been up to.
Okay, so just to summarise, to try and get a feel for that, then, Maureen. So they're monitoring the overflows,
mm-hmm.
and at some point you would hope that they would come back to us and say, well, we've done this work,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we think we should, perhaps shouldn't do mm-hmm. with respect to the support plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Okay.
So, I mean, just from the point of view of the River Mill Group, we've got a working party on Saturday for our AGM, and we're still, you know, awaiting the chippings, but I understand what all the problems are. I think every time we all think something's going to happen, it rains and we can't get anything on.
There were some, but they were at the bowls.
That's right, yeah. So they've not brought them down.
I was going to say, I was just seeing a big pile of them.
Yeah, but they're up by the bowls,
mm.
and that's an incredible way to wheelbarrow them down to the wooden path. They usually put them at the edge of the wooden path.
So are those going to be moved from where they are now down to where you need them?
I don't know.
They can be, but they're currently there because that's as far as they could get them, and they are for the path, for the bowls path.
Oh, okay.
Which gets terribly muddy with the school to steal some. I cannot feel as well. Right. And then you mentioned the grass cutting contract. Has the piece of land in front of the picket fence by the access point been included into the new contract?
Yeah, with the note that when we decide who we go with, that we have a meeting and reconfirm all the areas, but they know the areas, it's on a map that you drew for them.
That's right, yeah, you've got that too.
The contracts are currently out for tender.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a deadline at the end of the month, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
yeah.
And the very good positive news is that we're starting to get sightings and signs of water bowls again.
Yeah.
So we did wonder a bit, there's been quite a bit of disturbance with the rivers, to whether we disturbed them, but. There is, I've seen one up by X, and somebody else has seen one down the river.
That's good. Good news. Okay, thank you very much. Right, next up is item B. Is it B?
C.
C, C, which is Shire's work. This is related to the tree survey, isn't it? Was this related to the tree survey?
I think so, yes, I believe so.
It's just to note the invoice.
Yes, it's just to note the invoice.
Yeah, but okay.
Yes.
And what's the tree survey?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it says on that, yeah. Item D then, to note that the two young horse chestnut trees donated by others that have been kindly planted by Shire Trees at Melbourne Primary School. Very good.
Mm.
Any other updates on conservation? In which case, MA 174 to 24 allotment matters. Chris?
Yeah, there's been a few things going on, so there's three areas that I just wanted to cover. One was our AGM, one was the community plot, and the other was the inspection report. So, just starting on the inspection report, Alex and I went around on Tuesday, had a good look. There are about eight plots now that are not being worked, and we've given plenty of time now really to start working in the spring, so I think we should now write to those eight plot holders and just find out whether they want to continue their plots or not. So
we have some nasty letters to go.
There were one or two people down there when we went round who were complaining about their neighbours. I think we do need to sort that out quite quickly, and if they don't want them, get new plot holders on as quickly as we can before
we've got a waiting list.
The season is really underway now, so
we've got a waiting list, I guess.
Yes. The other thing that was going on when we were there, actually, they were cutting the ash trees back. So there were five ash trees around the site, so that work's now been completed.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, it looks very good. And they've cut the ivy away from the trees as well, so I think that should help the trees. Increases the amount of light coming in, especially to my plot. So I'm very happy with that. The other thing was the grass on the drive is now really getting quite long. I know it's going on to the contract. I don't know whether the possibility of doing an intermediate cut before that contract.
You can get an exceptional cut.
If that's possible.
Okay, we can get that done.
So that was everything I think on the inspection. In terms of our AGM, so we had the AGM on the 29th of March. So I've been re-elected as chairman. Graham Place is now is secretary, and Owen Griffin is treasury. So that's the same people being re-elected this year. So I'll still be here for another 12 months. One of the main things that came up, which I wanted to just discuss here, was a request for a composting toilet on the site. Obviously, at the moment, there aren't any toilet facilities on the allotments, and there was a request that we could maybe get some facility in place.
Yeah, has anybody investigated that in terms of cost or where it might be?
So, I've done a little bit of work on the costing. It sort of ranges from about £3,500 for a basic facility, up to about 10,000 if you want one that's sort of fully accessible to wheelchair users and that type of facility. So that's a sort of range of costs. I had wondered about putting it into a community grant, but I think that's probably a bit more than they're likely to give. And I think, because that community grant's coming up just at the end of April, it's a bit short notice really to get on to there. I think we need to do a bit more planning
more research,
around that. So really I wanted to ask whether this is right forum for discussing going forward, and whether council would be happy or would help us to get a toilet facility installed.
What do people think? Councillor Clark.
Well, we do have two grant applications, one in April, one in May. I think the meeting's May, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then we have one in November, and there's usually money held over, so it would be time to get it in then.
I think the thing to do is to come forward with a clear proposal, costed. The costs you need are not just purchasing something, it's installing it, of course. Where you put it, really.
Yeah, so I think there's space at the far end of the drive. There's an area that's just been abandoned at the moment.
I assume we don't need any planning consent for that. We might need to investigate.
We shouldn't do, but we just have to tell them we're doing it.
And we perhaps need to be careful of the neighbours. Mm-hmm. Not that there'll be a problem, really, but I mean, it would be a good problem. But Councillor Clark.
The only question I'd have there is vandalism, because obviously we do know that some of the more adventurous people in the village decide to use the allotment sometimes, and if they knew something like that was up there, we could find we could have a bit of a problem.
Yeah, so
have to be built to high standard.
Well, you want a full brick one with a padlock.
It needs to be thought through, really. Yeah. I think, in my personal view, it's a good idea in principle. Just need to explore it, really, and find out how much it will cost and what it entails.
Yeah.
Councillor Kilmurray.
Yeah, just to say that I'm broadly in favour of the idea. There are composting toilets around. There's one up at RSPB. For example, I think that's the glass reinforced plastic as the surround. So you get something like that and put a lock on it. That should be fairly vandal proof.
It's a good idea. Mm. Just needs to be thought through, really. This is the right forum to raise it, and you just need to bring forward a more detailed proposal.
Okay. Is there anywhere within the council that there would be any money available towards it?
It's not in the precept as such, so it would have to come from the grant system, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's really a matter of how much and when. Okay, so class.
It is supporting an activity in the village that's wanted. You know, there's obviously, as you say, there's a queue of people trying to get onto it. So the S137 funding would probably be the appropriate place. But it's down to council to vote it. But it would be the appropriate place to apply for it. Because it's just adding a facility to support activity within the village.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the right sort of...
Okay. I had noted that the other allotments elsewhere in the country have applied for lottery grants and haven't got the lottery grants for that very purpose. So I guess that could be another option.
It is another option, yeah. You need to explore the principle in a bit more detail.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll explore that a bit more and maybe do a presentation next time on what I found.
Great.
See if we can move that forward.
We could.
We are also going to put a community, apply for the community grant for the skip hire and some more soil improvements. So it's, to get the toilet on there as well, it's quite difficult, I think, at this time.
Well, to get the toilet onto into the grant system so that it would be likely to be approved, you'd need to have a good case with a lot of detail, because it's a kind of slightly controversial thing for the reasons that we've just covered, really. I mean, it's something that you'd need to have a very clear picture of what it was going to be and how much it was going to cost and that it was going to be secure and all this kind of thing. Yeah. Councillor Kilmurray.
You mentioned the other allotment associations have got money from the lottery. I'm applying for more than one grant for the same item is actually quite a good idea, because you're looking at grant awarders are quite pleased to look at match funding.
Yeah, right.
So you get funding from here, they will match it. It shows that you're not reliant on one source, so it might be worth doing that anyway.
Just to finish off, and conversely, we actually like to see people applying not just to us for grant money. You know, if they've gone out and sourced it elsewhere as well, we're happier to contribute, as opposed to being just the sole provider. So that works in your favour that way as well. So it's a double-edged.
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting. Thank you. I think that's the main things that came out from the AGM. So the last thing was the community plot. So that's now getting extremely overgrown because they haven't been on it to do any work on it. So I was wondering what the status is of
They attempted to do the 12-week course session. They only had two people sign up, so unfortunately they needed, I believe, six to get the funding that they needed to do it. Then they also attempted to do one over the Easter holidays, which I haven't had a report about yet, so I'm assuming it didn't happen. Nobody turned up and did anything.
No, nothing's been done.
Okay. So I'll have to go back to them and ask for a report as to what their next plans are, because they knew they had kind of these opportunities to look at what they can do.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to...
have to decide whether it's worth continuing. I mean, it was always going to be difficult.
Yes.
They knew it would be difficult. And they approached it in a sort of proper way in the hope that they would get support.
Yeah.
And they haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
I think, sorry to interrupt, I think lots of people who've been shown plots recently have mentioned how big the plots are when they're offered them to lease. So it might be that we even broke the community one up into four very small plots to offer to people as a kind of start out or something. So
As an alternative.
As an alternative to
a good idea.
The wider thing.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Mm. Yeah, that would work. I think it would be useful if we could put a timeline on how long we give them to try and sort something out, because otherwise it's going to be the whole year that it's not going to be used again.
Yeah, it was February of this year, so they've had this opportunity to try and get people engaged, so we'll go back and find out where they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair point. I think they'll be uncomfortable with the situation and we'll give them a prod.
Okay. So Graham was proposing that we get a small working party together to try and clear it of its current weeds. At least, if we do get other people coming around to look at it, it will look a little bit nicer. So Graham's going to put something in place in early May, I think.
Well, that'd be great.
That. If you're happy with that, we'll do that.
That'd be really good. Thank you very much. In the meantime, we'll try and progress it as far fast as we can.
Okay. Thank you. I think that was everything.
Okay, then. Thank you, Chris, very much indeed.
Thank you.
If you want to make an exit, that's...
Yep, anything else?
Yeah.
There was one invoice, I think, wasn't there?
Yeah. Okay. So the note invoice from Parks and Camps Maintenance was that the renovation of the block, that's happened, so we're noting that. So that's as you wanted it, I guess.
Yes, we spoke to the owner of that plot and they were reasonably happy with it and they're now working on it and it's looking good. So I think it's a good way of getting them onto the plot where they wouldn't have been able to do that otherwise.
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay.
And
thank
we'll
you.
See you next time.
Yep.
Okay, Stockbridge Meadows just says to receive an update and consider action. Do you have any update for us?
Well, only that I think working with Keith seems to be going well. Over the plan and everything. The Duke of Edinburgh boys had Eastraw, we're back with them on next weekend, and they seem to be very much enjoying their time. It was originally meant to be 3 months, and I think I know at least one of them who was sort of wanting to discuss whether he can
carry on.
Yeah, carry on.
We did I think, touch on possibly turning this into a news story. I don't know if that's, you've had any thoughts on that?
Well, I think the part of what they have to do is at this end of this 3 months, they have to put a report together with photographs of what they've done and everything, and Keith has to sign them off. And I think that would be to look at that to then make it into, I think, yes, it's really good news. Say the boys have enjoyed it, so have we. They're really keen. We haven't had them in the river yet, so that's what they're really keen. We hope the weather and the river will be okay for the next one. And I think, I'm happy to sort of look at the fact that maybe it is something we could offer to Millville Village College, because the safeguarding side will be the issue. Probably,
but I mean, it sounds like it's a success story, really. We should celebrate that.
Yeah. Well, maybe when they do their report, which they're going to do at the beginning of May, it could bring, it could send a copy in to you.
There's various options of where what you do with it.
Yeah,
when you put it in the magazine or on the website or whatever.
Happy to do that. And I think it is, because we are getting positive comments with the people who are going around Stockbridge Meadows at that time, and quite a lot of connection going on, which often doesn't happen. So it's good to have something good about the use.
I think it's a lot of the time it's just providing things for them to do. So that's an example of how you can engage them and do something positive.
And they're very inquiring, which is nice as to why didn't we do what we do and everything like that. So I think that is a good idea. I think most probably the rest of what I wanted to ask. Well, Natural England, I didn't see that Natural England was on yet. Have we heard from the council as to, I got a bit lost into where we were going with the report.
What, with the pond? With the nature reserve.
We've
chased county, unfortunately we're still waiting for a response. If we don't get one, we might just go to Southampton, because there is an option to go either through county or Southampton. If they can't get back to us, I think perhaps we could just shift our focus onto South Camp District Council and ask them to do the delegation.
And that'd be a bit more sort of
mindful,
as it's at, we are in South Camp. I know.
That's right. It was a bit strange, really, to have an option. We expected to be told, you know, you've got to go to this authority.
So you can go to either,
and they both say, yeah, we'll do it. But so then we went to county because we thought that sounds a bit more official. And this is where we are.
Yeah. So they have to sort of say it's okay to go for the Natural England?
They just delegate, they do a delegation of local nature reserve, LNR, isn't it? So it's an LNR application. They just have to say yes, they're happy to the parish to take that over.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to Natural England with Rob's, no, not Rob's, the other chap's signature on the report and his letter of recommendation. And then apparently it's just a Rob's. But we shall see.
I just wonder with South Camp District Council, as they say, they're law. We are in South Cams,
yeah.
And also I wonder if Rob's got the ear of the ecology officer in South Cams.
It might not be needed. I mean, it just sounds like a bit of bureaucratic delay, really.
Just a bit of red tape.
It needs a chase.
If
we chase it, I think we don't get anywhere. We'll change horses. Okay.
The other thing I was going to ask, sorry, Keith was saying that the fairy team is going to recommence for the rabbits in Stockbridge Meadows, is that right?
It would be, however, the rabbit man popped in and unfortunately his ferret's pregnant at the moment, so he can't do it.
Oh,
he's waiting to borrow a ferret to come and do it, because a pregnant ferret cannot do it.
Learn something every day.
That was an accident, yeah.
Stand left a buck in.
So he's on the case, but needs a different ferret.
Blame the sun. He told the sun to take it out, and he didn't. And he's sitting there. So now
the request is that he would be able to shut and shoot rather than ferret. But I don't know. He'd have to talk to Folgers and other people about that as well. So I'm not sure. He's going to go away and look at options and then come back to us. But he's waiting for another ferret.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
What about a ferret? Is that a ferret?
Apparently,
he's not a ferreter.
Probably
he's resting. Not a rabbiter.
Not a rabbiting ferret.
Yeah.
Just a ferret.
Other skills.
So he's basically ferreting about for a ferret.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Is
it,
can we move on, please?
Hopefully that's all.
That's enough.
Okay, so item B then, to note response from Cambridge County Council with the historic environment team with regard to reinstating the ancient farm.
Unfortunately it didn't follow the path that the lady from FWAG thought it would, which would be that if the parish council asked, we'd get a free the pond and they can move on.
But they said we will survey but it will cost you £96 plus VAT.
£96 an hour.
An hour. Yeah. Presumably that will be more than an hour, wouldn't it?
Well,
I don't know.
It depends if he comes and does something or comes and looks. Yeah, okay.
So we don't have, if we want to proceed, we don't have any choice, still, I guess?
We don't really have any choice because we need to do this piece of work before FWAG can do anything. The next point to consider asking them to do is, when I spoke to them, they did think an hour would be enough because we're only asking for the one. But
okay, so we have to get it done. So I propose that we vote, say, a sum of £200, up to £200 to get this done. Does that sound reasonable?
That's to me. That would be 2 hours.
£200 plus that we're talking about, or including
£200 plus that.
Yeah.
Just to cover ourselves on the grounds, it might be 96. Hopefully, it will be 96, but we need to get it done anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So, someone proposed up to £200 for this survey. That's Councillor Alexander, and Councillor Murray said to me, Harold now, Stephen Plum, absentee. Okay, item C, to consider...
Can I just ask on that, the pond that they're talking about putting in at the end of Back Lane, does that need any historic looking at? The county's talking about putting that in as a drainage. I think what it always was.
I'm not sure that there's a point where we need to do that, really. I mean, I think it's
probably a highways thing anyway. So
it's a highways
can pay.
It's a highways thing, and it's awaiting a site meeting with highways councillors and others, really, to decide whether or not to proceed with anything, because it's the costing that they have was about £500,000 or something to do it. If it's £500,000, it won't get done.
No. You can do at least 3 potholes for that.
Sorry, item D then. To note the plan for delivery and installation of a container to take place on Tuesday the 7th of May. This is just the delivery, is it?
It's just to note that, well, they're turning up and installing, so...
They won't, but they'll do the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Excellent.
Will the warden be available for that?
Indeed, yeah.
Okay. He's got to be, I think.
No worry about that. Item E, to note invoice number SA31PRO from Nick Clarkson Cowles, £180 plus VAT for the strimming of the autoterrorist to Scottish Fellows. This is another thing that's happened, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Any other items on Scottish Fellows? Moving on then to MA176-24 governance matters, weekly inspection.
Excuse me.
Yes, thank you, Maureen, very much.
Yep.
See you next time. There's nothing on here of significance, Steve. As far as I can see, it's all gone according to
plan. No. There.
I note with gratitude the repair of the broken rail in the garden.
Yeah, we've done two there. Actually, there was one missing. You're missing for a little while, actually. But they've both been done.
Well done. Otherwise, it's going smoothly.
Well, other than the fence down, but was the way down.
Yeah,
is that another item?
That's another item, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Item B, to consider vandalism. It's fairly quiet, also very hard to read.
Sorry.
And I think the only one of any significance is the security fence at Worcester Way, mm-hmm. which is elsewhere on the agenda, isn't it?
Mm.
Should we defer that for...
It's on here. Oh, I've just had some...
Do you want to talk about it now?
If that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Even though I've got pictures on there.
I don't think we did put pictures, I'm sorry.
Well, they've completely taken it away. Gone. On Bonfire. Bit in the woodland, it's just been cut away. We've made it all safe, they've cut that completely away.
Is this the fencing that was right at the end?
No, that's what we've done. That's the little bits we've done in between.
In between, yeah.
Recently, I suppose. Yeah, so.
More recently, yeah.
So, the bit we made good, because it was flat and bad in the wind, they've taken that away completely. The bit further, not in the woodland, a little bit further in the play area, the whole fence is completely gone. Not just cut away, gone.
There's no sign of it. I mean,
no.
Just not.
They've taken it away. They've cut it away. All of this is post, and the whole lot's gone completely. I mean, it's theft, isn't it? Now we're not just talking vendors. It's theft.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, is it clear what the motive is? I mean, is it?
Well, I suppose it's just saying we're not going to stop us from going through the fields. I mean, instead of keep repairing it, we're going to take it away and there.
But That's how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, isn't it? Nice little gate.
That's one part, and the other one's just completely gone. So we made all that good because it was flapping about and, within a few days.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, after the second report, we reported to the police just because also the fence is now gone, so they're taking bits as well.
There's another bit of the other fence.
So we put the report in, unfortunately that's come back, of course, they can't do anything about it, but we have a police report and a crime reference. In the previous meeting, we discussed adding something to talk to residents about the issue. So we have the Melbourne Magazine report coming up, that's got to be on Monday. So I've just put in the pack a suggested statement that we can put in to that report, and it was just, I'd like the committee to have a look at it and make sure they're happy with putting that in the
Monday. Yeah, so this is your report saying that Peter Trimmer will only say that they put it to Mr. Way, it's good that that's just been installed.
Is there anything that we can get the farmer to help us with? If he could put those massive bales...
That's what we talked about last time.
Yeah, I think that would be...
So this is County Farm. So I've spoken to the farmer on numerous occasions, like last summer, I haven't spoken to him this year. And he's not particularly bothered by people getting through, so I don't know. I tried to look back to see where the original request for the fence came in, and I can't find any like history on the fence.
It was back in Clare Little's time.
Okay.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I spoke to him recently, and that's before the fence disappeared and all that, and he said, you know, I said, we've done what we can. I said, we've thrown quite a lot of money at this. And he understood that, so when you've done what you can, there's not a lot more you can do really. That's before the fence disappeared, mind you. So he was accepted the fact that
if the farmer's not bothered, I mean, maybe we shouldn't be bothered either.
We spent quite a lot of money.
Are we agreed that we should just leave it like this? Are you happy with that?
I don't think we can continue to fund the replacement of the fence that's going to be taken down. So we either need to find a different solution or leave it for a bit and see what happens.
I did speak to a resident who lived opposite and asked if she'd seen anything, and she denied it all. And I did show a little box. I said, well, just take the camera down. We've been on video for quite a week. So I'd be interested, but man, when her face dropped to the floor, it was a child I had in the man. I said, look, this is the camera, just take it down. I said, and we'll go and look at it. I said, you might go pass on to the police, so I don't know yet. But her face dropped like that. So the bongo comes, probably gone around the area, and I think, oh my God. She said, well, you might see me picking some twigs and things up. I said, oh, that's what you do. His own bluff.
Yeah. Okay.
Put yourself in the trouble.
Okay. Well, I think there's a consensus that we let it go, let it ride for a while, and if County Farms complain again, then we'll have to. I think we could probably have to sit down with County Farms and say, you know, we've tried in the past putting fences up and it doesn't work. So, what do you suggest? there's no point in wasting taxpayers' money.
There's only one man band, isn't he, that farmer fellow, and he only sort of runs it on his own, basically.
Yes, he does, but I'm not sure, because that, it's Solway Farm, is it?
It's
leased land.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I think we're giving the okay for your words.
Yeah.
Do you want us to vote?
No, you're fine. All
right.
Not in the vote, yeah.
We don't
want
to
vote, anymore.
No,
I'm not. We've gone, you sulking.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Moving on then from vandalism. Any other updates on governance? Okay. MA 177 control cemetery matters. Do we have any issues with the cemetery? No? Okay. MA 178 24 village maintenance matters. A to an update on opinion for removal, renovation of the seating dome in the new rack. There have been some correspondence with the parish of this, I think.
Yes. Yeah. We've had the opportunity to speak to Amanda Sylvester directly about the issue, and she sent through some information and some kind of encouraging noises about applying for grants for both a renovation and a project to engage the youth in kind of maintaining and making the shelter something.
So just to kind of put that in my words would be, you know, we've got the option of dismantling it and getting rid of it, but what Amanda Sylvester, and I think there was somebody else, Linda Gallagher, who are both suggesting that we look for some funding to help with the renovation of it rather than the parish council having to pay for it. And to turn that into some sort of youth event where young people who might have been involved in the original problems participate in putting it back into use again. They're very keen, I think, to do that sort of route rather than kind of just take it away, really.
Yeah, just supporting the behaviour change theory rather than stopping them. So, rather than not giving them the opportunity to do things, it's about changing their behaviours rather than just taking the opportunity away from them. So,
yeah, I mean, on the basis that the thing's structurally okay, and just all it needs is cleaning up. So that's where we are. So I think I'm not quite sure what the next step is. I mean, maybe it's for us to ask them for more information on how we would apply for grant money.
I think we'd like to, if the committee agrees, go away and talk to both Linda and there's another lady who we need to contact. I can't remember
her name. Not Linda Gallagher.
Beth Watson.
Beth Watson.
Yeah. About applying for this grant, and then if that were a possibility, then bringing it back to full council and presenting that opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. And the youth, they were talking quite expansively about some sort of youth event, which would have some, you know, some daytime event using with music with the DJ workshop and Jay Coolman providing the music. They'd have graffiti artists there, and they would, you know, have a sort of launch event, some sort of thing. So it sounded quite a good idea, and it's a more positive option, I think, really, than taking it anything. Anyway, so yes. So are we? What do you need from the committee?
Just that the action that we'd like to do as the office is to go away, look into the funding opportunities, and then bring it back to full council for consideration.
I think. Does anybody disagree with that? Councillor Clark.
I just disagree with one of the comments in there. Not in principle what you're saying, I get it, but it's not used by a lot of people. That is completely wrong. She's got her homework, she's not done her homework properly. It is a hardcore of not very nice people use it. There's very rarely do you see anyone else over there. There's the odd child goes over there, a couple of kids at a time. Adults don't use it. It is a hardcore of not very nice people, and that's it. You know, so she's got that completely wrong. And that is, you know, the number of people I've spoken to that don't even want to walk anywhere near that area because of those people over there, because they're quite insulting and rude as well.
Sorry, I've just got to throw in a second another opinion that it is well used by the dog walkers, because in the day, when I go for my lunchtime walk, there's often people gathered sitting with their dogs.
I'm talking evenings.
Yeah, I'm just, the shelter's there all the time, and it is used by other parties, so not just youth groups, it's used by...
Sorry, being more specific, after school hours,
it is,
no one else goes over there because of that hardcore of not very nice people. I tend to agree with what you're saying, but you know, I don't want the council have to pay for this again, because this is going to be, it's just throwing money after money sort of thing.
You have to spend some money somehow. Unless we get grant support, we're going to have to spend money on getting rid of it.
But that's 700 quid as opposed to 2,500 to refurbish it.
We need to explore the grant money. Okay, so I think the answer is we just explore a bit further.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, item B then, to consider quotes for tree works in the Memorial Gardens, 83 High Street. This is to tidy up the cherry tree, which is at the back of the site, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have any problems with this. Can I have someone to propose?
We've had two quotes in. One from Shires and one from a new tree supplier.
Okay.
I am not 100% sure about the new chap, because we haven't used them before, and I just wondered if we could suggest, although it's much cheaper for this one, I wonder if we could go with Shires for the Memorial Garden, just because it's to deal with the contentious issue. And so I'd like that one to put forward for Shires.
Okay, although it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Understood, yeah. But you're implying that at some point you might want to try this other person.
In fact, there's another one on here that I wondered if we could.
I'm happy to take that advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
If someone to propose we accept this quote from Shires, then that's Councillor Clark, Councillor Alexander seconding. That's carried unanimously. Okay, so that's fine. And then item C, to consider quotes for tree works at Little Hands car park. And have we got two quotes for this?
We have, yeah.
And so this is the other quote?
Yeah.
Well,
this is the works that I believe we could try the new topics. Yes, if that were acceptable.
Well, I think I don't know what others think, but I mean, I think it's a good idea in principle to try the contractors. Yes, if you're worried.
I agree with that, but have we seen all those insurances and all the rest of
it? We'll go through that process,
otherwise.
Subject to.
Is it like for like quote? Because he's just saying remove the lower branch. Whereas that's.
I think it's the terminology that Shires uses against the new supplier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were asked to do the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the Shires quote is. The terms of that are more professional.
Mm. Yes.
Which makes you a little bit uncertain, don't you? Councillor Clark?
That's two particular items at 5 metre levels. The first one, the one for £80, if that's the branch I think it is, that should be a conservation officer job. That's one of our, that's just literally a hacksaw off the end. There's nothing there. It's only one branch overhanging, isn't it?
Which one is it then?
It's the one on the corner, isn't it, I think. Conservation officer. That's, you know, that's the one that does the green stuff. Not you and Terry. Okay. But that's just as. That's not a ladder job. It's nothing. if it's the one I think it is. Not this one, the previous one.
It says, well, the Shire's, there is a slight problem with this, isn't there? Because the Shire's quote implies that there are two trees. It said lime times two. And the other one says a branch.
It's just one branch that's overhanging near the fence. And so it's
quite
stand-up level. Yeah, it's just an ordinary stand-up, it's not even a ladder, so our conservation officer wouldn't need to go up a ladder at all to do it. I thought that would have been one of the sort of jobs the conservation officer should be doing. He deals with the green stuff.
I can take this away. I think
you need to take it away and just... because one's talking about two trees,
yeah,
and the other one's talking about one branch, which doesn't seem quite right.
Okay.
We'll withdraw that then.
Sorry.
Okay, item D. Consider quotation for 375 bus van for the hospital inspection of the play park. This is the inspection of both play parks, yeah? Or is it?
Yes, total cost for the two inspections is 375 bus van.
Yeah. Where are the other play parks in the small play parks that you now have, where are they in this mix?
There's one down the moor.
Yeah.
And then development opposite the existing play park. And there's one on the Hopkins estate.
These are small play parks that are kind of in the...
We haven't taken them up yet.
We don't have Hopkins yet. Orchard Gardens.
We don't have either of them yet.
No, not yet. Orchard Gardens is imminent, isn't it?
Okay, so they're not our responsibility yet.
But it may be worth getting them inspected now.
Have we got the authority to do that? They don't belong to us. I would have thought we should take ownership of them.
Well, I'm just thinking the costs. Subsequent areas are half the price of the first area. And they're also only small stuff, so it should come in even cheaper.
Yes, it are.
The one at Hopkins Homes is quite big, isn't it? There's quite a few bits of equipment in there. If you're talking about the one in the centre.
Yeah.
It makes sense for us to get these inspected before we took them over, because if there were any issues, then we can get Hopkins Homes to deal with them. The one over at Pickett's is three bits of a peanut. There's nothing. It's hardly anything there.
There's
almost nothing there. That one looks all right anyway. But I think the Hopkins Homes one, definitely we would need to get that checked out before we actually sign the documents, because we would want to make sure that they get all work done before, knowing what they are like as an outfit.
That makes sense. I mean, if people are happy with it. I mean, is it, how problematic is it to go back?
I'm assuming you can have them going forward anyway at the cheaper areas going forward. But also, Hopkins, we haven't even discussed the link yet ownership. So the office suggestion, I believe, would be to leave that until we know we're near it, because it could degrade quite a bit between now and when we actually take the land over. So a report wouldn't be particularly helpful at the moment.
Okay. So, I mean, I think I'm persuaded by that. So, I mean, I propose that we vote on this proposal here. So, can I have someone to propose we accept this quote, 375, to do the two existing play parks? Councillor Clark. So, the second, Councillor Murray, carried unanimously. Thank you. Consider action to be taken with regard to the advertising boards on the A10. Is this a parish council problem?
Well, the yellow one has been put up by the car business. Now, if you remember a little while ago, there's a mechanic bill advertising their garage at one or two. Certainly want to get taken down, and this has been put in exactly the same place. Bad man's moved his. I think he blew over, but he's moved it further over. So it's hard to see at that junction when you come out there. I'm not saying not at it, just saying not there.
Yes, Clark.
I believe they have to get planning permission, don't they, to put boards up, and neither of those have got planning permission. So I believe we have the right just to have them removed, because there's no legal permission granted. So we can just take them down.
I would suggest this is a highways problem. We pass it on to them and they will take them down.
Yeah, but I think we need to make sure the person that takes them down is the right authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or does it late at night?
But you read them one.
I thought you were a friend.
Well, I'm saying the mechanic one was there last year, and we only put the foot down to make that sure that removed, and they removed it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was you, Stephen Messon, didn't he? It was in the way.
Yeah.
But he's done exactly the same thing. But now he's saying we go to highways to be removed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the highways don't come back to us, they don't do nothing to us.
There's a slight dilemma in my mind, you know, because we don't want to discourage local businesses really from doing what they need if it's affecting the visibility on the junction, there's no question really that it should be moved or taken down. That's where it's under.
It looks as if they're also in front of the road now, so...
No,
I think it's slightly behind it. Yeah, I think it's behind it. But anyway, Councillor Clark.
Could we just write to them both and say that have you received planning permission to have these installed? If not, could you remove them and apply for planning permission? Do it that way around.
Well, we could. I mean, it depends who's responsible. If the parish council's not actually responsible for this, you know, this part of highway control, then we shouldn't do that, in my opinion, because we're really stepping into somebody else's
is this
area
our
of responsibility.
Is this our land?
We mow it, that's all I know.
Yeah, but I don't think it's our land.
I think it's probably county, it's highways.
There's an agreement which is funded for us to cut grass.
Okay.
I think we tell past highways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think we're just, you know, we're trying to control what's happening on the A10. I don't think that's their problem, is it?
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, item X, to receive a verbal update with respect to Melbourne Parish Council's proposal to use the Bourne's time.
It was just to note that we met with Melbourne's representatives from Melbourne Parish Council this week, and we will be going for a wardens to see what the real list of jobs is, and just looking into any of the issues that could come up with insurance and subcontracting work out and things like that. So we're just in the investigation stage at the moment, and we're going to go and have a look around.
We'll have a little walk around on Monday.
Yeah.
And see what they're acting as, you know, see what they really want out of us. You know, I mean, I think when she went away from here, she probably went to bed and started thinking a load more jobs than he did in there. So we'll have to see what
pipes. Yeah, so
I think she had a list in her mind, and I think probably once you've got the list sorted, and then, as Tony said, I don't think there'll be that much to do, hopefully. You know.
Yes, right, Thunder.
Might be just the wording that says proposal to use the warden's time. I mean, is this taking time away from?
They would pay us. They would pay us. So
yes,
I think I should preface yeah. I'm not sure what you're saying. I should preface this by firstly saying that we should be very grateful to the wardens for considering this, because it's kind of an extension to their expected workload.
Mm-hmm.
It is only an investigation stage we're at, so we need to know what they want and how much time it's likely to take. And when we know that, the wardens have got to decide whether or not they're happy to do this extra time, this extra work. And if they are, then Melbourne Parish Council will be recognised for that, and the wardens would be too.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
so
my concern is the obvious. Your current time is
considering we only work for 3 days.
Take away from that time.
Especially in their busy time.
It mustn't degrade the service to Melbourne, and it must be done with the full, you know, cooperation of all parties, really. There are some questions about things like public liability insurance and this kind of thing, which need to be resolved. So it's not... We're in an investigative state,
we are.
Aren't we? But anyway, so but I mean, I think, in principle, I think it's something that we should try and encourage, really, provided there are no obstacles, to get sort of crossover between two villages rather than looking at each other over the fence is probably a good idea. Sorry. There's a fair bit of...
Only stages yet on that one, anyway.
I think, in principle, it's a good idea if the wardens are willing to work extra hours. But it might be by the time you add their time, the possible extra insurance costs, equipment, repair costs, and so on, the charge rate might be off putting to them.
Yeah.
And they might decide to get their own room, which would be a much better idea.
Well, the reason they come to us is because they have had great difficulty in resolving this, because they're a small council, a small village, and they say they haven't been able to find the appropriate resources for this work. They've had people in the past and it's not worked out very well. And this seemed like an obvious potential solution.
I'm generally
they're not balking at the idea of paying for it. So
these will only be minor jobs, these are only human jobs. If we say no, no, we can't do it, and that's what we can't do. If it's just minor jobs, repairing something and putting something back up, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, well, we just need to find out what it is, really. Okay.
I'm just going to ask, presumably it will be done without the use of the van, because we don't want to increase the insurance on the van by taking it out of the village.
The van does go outside the village, doesn't it?
The insurance is
we go to Fleet Cross sometime and get petrol and food.
Your foreign visa costs to get into Melbourne.
Well, it's stamped.
Okay. Item G, to note the extension of deadline for tenders of the maintenance contracts. The officers increase the deadline to the end of April. Have we had any?
We have had one tender in
there. Okay. Right. Any other updates on village maintenance? In this case, pavilion matters. Any matters in the pavilion, MA 179/24?
No, that's all in good nick, we're running well. We renewed brushes the other day for the boats to be cleaned. That will be renewed.
Is the air source heat pump working?
Sorry?
The air source heating system working?
That's all that working. I did inspect the fire hygiene hoses the other day. What's happening on there? We've got somebody to inspect them or something?
Yeah.
Okay, because they've all run out of date. So we've got new first aid boxes in there, so other than that, it's all looking particularly good.
A
couple of things. When we were up there looking at the electrics, I did notice that two of the toilet lights were left on from the football.
Yes, I noticed it.
They were just all left on, and the fans were going, and also all the heating was on as well. It just seems
they can't control the heating, really, because it's all locked up in the morning.
For some reason, he just set the certain times. Yeah, as I say, because it just seemed a bit pointless. You know, on a Monday morning, the heating was on full blast. It just seems we're wasting...
The cleaners in on a Monday, so it may well have been having the hot water on and then that gets the heating on, I don't know, but I know he's in on a Monday.
Well, we were there first thing.
I don't know, when he comes in very early, maybe.
But it's just an observation that, you know, there's no one in there and the heating's on full blast. But as I say, the footballers still seem to be leaving the lights on. So someone needs to check that.
Although it's not a quick fix, perhaps, is it worth considering changing the lighting electrics so that they're on proximity timers, so that we, so they come on when people are in there, but and when people leave, they timed out. They're timed out.
I don't notice the one in the referee's lock-up little room. The lights often left on there. Now that comes on.
Yeah,
but there's no the, switch for that. Nothing.
Yeah,
think
it's, the, I mean, it's, you know, in the hub here we've got toilets and everything are on the proximity, you know, detector switches. So like they're the on timers and they turn themselves.
Yeah, it just sounds weird. So you, when I walk through the door, that light automatically comes on.
Yeah, and then goes on.
So why is it just that one room does that? That's strange, isn't it? Because it's
which room is that?
Oh, that's the little box room, really, the, for the referee to do his changing.
But presumably that light goes off again.
But I mean, literally, key hole. I thought, what was that light? Because I'll have to go with the key to get in there.
I think that does. I think that's a self.
Very well.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it, to do that?
Do it
that way.
Yeah, maybe just get the electrician to look at it and just recommend if there's.
Yeah.
Because the light
is small. I mean, the big public space, probably you could leave that on sort of manual switch, but small rooms, you could maybe get them self-switching.
Yeah. Can I just add to Pavilion, sorry, that the external socket was sorted by a very friendly electrician that popped over. So that's ready for the fake guys to check again. And also, I just want to bring up unauthorised use of the pavilion, maybe. I don't know whether it is from Melbourne that's been drawn to my attention today.
Mm.
Well, you said the football were there yesterday. Melbourne Football Club?
I don't know whether they were in the pavilion, but they were, yeah, apparently, that was the phone call I just took. Apparently they're going to be playing every Tuesday and Thursday right the way through April, but if they've not even asked for the pitches, which means they haven't paid for them or are not going to be playing. That's naughty.
They use the pavilion when they're there usually, so we just need to bring that up with Melbourne Football Club.
Well, I'm going to give Matt the. I'll give you these numbers. I've just been sent their numbers, so I'll give you their numbers directly after the meeting. I'll talk to you about that. Because they seem to be taking a mick.
They obviously got the code and the key access to the pavilion.
But they've also been in the car park late at night as well. Now they're just doing their own thing.
So when they're playing Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Well, Tuesdays and Thursdays, apparently, I've just been told. But then
a clean goes in on a Wednesday, doesn't it? Is it a cleaning for a clean?
I thought you usually went in on Monday.
Did it?
Mm. Okay. So
I'll check that out with the office once we leave the meeting.
Okie dokie. MA 180/24, little hands, to consider the request and plan of action for an investigative work to be carried out in Black Hole inside the nursery this town. So we had a problem aggressive water from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we need it investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just that I have approached people to go and have an investigation because they're going to go and have a look free of charge, so it is being actioned at the moment.
Yeah.
And I will bring quotes back to committee when we know what work's needed.
Yeah, but I think this doesn't sound very nice. If you get quotes that look reasonable and can be actioned quickly. I don't know what others think, but this could be an email decision, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we wouldn't want to have black mold and children together burning on the water. Okay. Item B then, discuss replacing outdated lighting to the driveway of the car park.
Mm.
So, we've got to talk about this.
I'll kick it off if you want. The electrician that did the other jobs, he had a look at the two towers, the two pylons things that were there. He said there is electricity, there is power coming into them, but looking at the units inside, they were installed in 1994. So he said he thought that the two units, without taking them out and putting replacements in, you're not going to know, but he looks if those two units are dead inside the power thing, because the wiring is actually giving power, there's power coming in. He said it could be that. his recommendation was you just convert them to LEDs, if you wanted to, or as we were discussing, in fact, the clerk's suggestion was that we go for low-level lighting along the drive, which means it wouldn't interfere with the two or three houses that are sitting along the side, because they would just be parked. If those lights came on, they'd be straight into their back gardens.
Low-level, you mean, how low-level?
What? Just sort of, because there is power there. There is power coming in, so get two or three of those installed along the inside of the thing, which would give you the visual for the
scouts. So
it would be
disco club. Like footway lighting rather than street lighting. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're arguing with that. Do we need to get some clips?
Yes, we need to go out
and the electrician that was doing the work, he doesn't particularly want that job, because you'd have to get a cherry picker anyway to go if you're going to go up the top and check out. The lights might have gone anyway. I should imagine since 19, because they haven't worked for 7 years since I've been there. Yeah. So,
and I think we have a duty of care for people using little hands and the floor and everything, really, to have it fixed.
Yeah.
So, although it's kind of, I don't know how big a job it is, but I mean, I think we should get it costed properly. I agree that the low level lighting might be a better option.
Mm.
Yeah.
More socially acceptable.
Yeah. So. Leave that with you.
Thank you.
A little jobette for you.
Okay. Jobette.
Any other updates on Little Hands? MA 181 2024 law, car park matters. Pay to note the invoice from Cambridge Asbestos for testing. That's 310 plus VAT. So this is being paid, I guess, is it?
I think it's going on the approval system.
Yeah, so it doesn't need approval here, or does it? No. Does it need approval here?
Well, I think we'd already done it under clerk's under sort of joint clerk discretion way with them.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So this is evidence that there's asbestos. Well, the result of this is evidence that there is a lot of asbestos there, and it's going to cost us a lot of money to get rid of it. Where do we go from here?
Well, I've gone back to some of the contractors that we've approached to what's the correct word? Resurface the area, shall we say, and said, you know, we found this, and I'm really just waiting for them to get back to me. Cambridge Asbestos have said they can quote a tonnage, but they need a tonnage amount, so I've asked the contractors what they feel the tonnage will be. I'm waiting for them to get back to me, really, and they will hopefully add something onto their quotes as well, so we've got something to compare.
Okay.
So that will be at Monday's meeting?
Well,
right.
Hopefully, as long as they've gotten back to me by then.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I suppose it's not very surprising that the asbestos is there, because it's everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, moving on then to MA 182-24. To note correspondence with regard to Nottingham Knockers in Vicarage Place, which is people that are going door to door to sell stuff, maybe not necessarily very nicely. Any ideas what we should do or what we could do here?
I passed it back to Surrey County Council because they manage that area. I think it has been brought to council a few other times, brought to the parish council a couple of other times, and they take responsibility, but they have signage up, and I think that's as much as they will do and will do.
Basically, it's preying on people that are vulnerable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to note.
So, there's not much more we can do.
Unless committee has a suggestion, I think we have done what we can do, I think.
How persistent has this been? Do we have any idea? Is it just a one-off?
It goes in waves. There's been a wave around the village, so it's been everywhere, and then they won't come back again probably until
the summer. You've forgotten about it in a little while,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay. MA 183/24 basis and risk assessments. There's nothing here I understand. So MA 184/24 outstanding maintenance issues.
The white lines we want painted outside Orchard Grove Cemetery, so yeah, we can get some contractors to park in there. A couple of occasions this last couple of weeks, we would not have been able to park there with our little van.
Right.
Yes, they do leave a gap, but it's not big enough to barely get my little van, let alone the contract. So we discussed a little while ago, we were doing some lines of sort of no parking something there. I don't know what happened to that story.
Planning considerations for putting yellow line. I remember we discussed this.
It's reinstating lines that are already there, so there are no
zigzag lines.
Yeah, so it'd be reinstating those, and I believe the Future's are they looking at lining, or is
we're just going to look at it at the moment. The initiative is going to be to look at it around the school, the primary school and the college. That just those two issues, because you can go off all the way around the village for reinstating lines. But if it's something you want, I would just go after highways and say we want it done. But the thing is, we could get it done quicker if we decide to pay for it, and I don't think it's that expensive. You know, we could get them to do two or three jobs. We pay for the contractors to come down and the paint. It costs us a couple of grand, and we could get the college done, we could get that done, get it all done as the same job lot. But we offer to pay, I think.
Do we need permission from Highways to do that?
Well, no, we would ask Highways to do it, but we would pay.
Oh, okay.
We wouldn't ask them to do it under a normal contract, because it will be, it's on the list. But if we said we would be prepared to fund it, they may do it quicker, and I think that would probably cost us a couple of grand. I think District Councillor Howes said that you can pay to have that done. You pay for the paint and you pay for their daily rate. And
it's the width we're looking for, obviously, because there's a drop curb there. Mm. And the guy who we told off about the BMW parking and grass, he parked, said, he's fine, I mean, parks a little bit way back. But then you've got somebody who's probably worse than a dentist, they park right on the line. So they're actually not blocking the lower curb, there's still not enough room to get a little van in there. You know, it's just
needs a bit. Well, would this be a new set of lines?
Well, I mean,
because if it's new, then you have to apply through an order, don't you?
I think there may have been some lines there before, but I can't see any.
White lines you can get away with pretty much anything anyway. You want yellow lines, you need a traffic order.
So, to respond to this from the office point of view, we should, if we haven't already done it, go to Highways with the proposed limited number of jobs which we wish them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them if they got any chance of doing them soon, and if they say no, ask them to quote for it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to you about
that.
I mean, there's obviously in school time, you get lots of people with jobs at dentists, people going to the school. So sometimes you may need a contractor as a part of the road to get anywhere near it. You just can't get in there.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's just, you need to be able to get access for maintenance, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Going on to the job spreadsheet then, Alex, is this, have we got anything here that we need to?
Lordship Drive apparently is supposed to be being done this week. So we're all going to go and have a party if there's a site.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's a third birthday party at least.
It's commencing 15th, so we've got one more day.
It's the roads.
Yes, the missing street sign.
Click at the street name.
Yeah.
It goes county, so that's a district issue.
Yeah.
Because I reported it, I saw one being knocked over by a contractor, and I reported it in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed that report so blinking fast. I barely put it on before they closed it, saying this is a district problem.
Well, after chasing it multiple times, we had an email from a email address, not a real person, saying, this is slipped off our list. This is back on our list, and it will be done the week of the 15th of April.
Oh,
right.
Here we are. So has it been done?
Well, this is the thing, it's too exciting.
We should leave here immediately and go to
the post.
So you still, you've done it the clout.
Well, but I'm waiting until Friday, so I don't think it is for tomorrow. and we're still waiting for works for the trees down, not works for the trees, but the fallen trees are still down back then and being held up by a.
That's, again, my report disappeared off the face of the earth. Yours is still there, saying, yes, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
You started to feel,
get a complex. He's always moaning that bloke, knock it off.
I feel I'm being ignored.
Right, are there any items on here which are in need of our attention?
Everything's just ongoing, so we have inspection sheets we're going to do on a rainy day soon, obviously.
Yeah.
The bin replacement, we've had the delivery of the Make Away bin ready to go in, so that will be next week's job, I think.
We are going to have to use someone else's tools for that because we've got the right tools to do that.
The Make Away sign has been I've lost it over that, Steve. We've requested a new signpost pole from Highway so that we can reinstate the public footpath sign at the bottom of the mall because it's rusted through.
I thought we'd agreed a different tactic for that, Steve.
The pole in the corner there, we're going to upgrade that one and we'll chase it down and make it safer so we can then use it up the other end of the village.
So that there is a redundant pole.
Right.
On the corner of the mall, which is going to come down
on the top, and that would be ideal once we get a grinder so we can cut it.
So you can
put it in.
So I'll retract my request for a plant then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because basically it's a two for the price of one job. You get rid of a pole that's redundant and you can put it somewhere where it can be useful.
Lovely.
Once you get a grinder.
And the brushes have been done in the pavilion, so we can update on that one. Thank you.
Okay,
good.
That's any new maintenance issues you would wish to raise under MA 185/24? If not, next meeting under MA 186/24 is the 16th of May.